See, we get to follow all of our characters in the same place in a situation like this. And now there's the other piece of our triangle, one that we'll follow up this year, which includes Danny and Matt. And as fans from last year will know, Danny and Matt are a long-time on-again, off-again relationship. And Danny, no matter who she is, no matter how ambitious, she still thinks that she and Matt are destined to be together forever. This is a time when Danny's completely got something to say and every reason to say it. She did a great job on the scene, and everyone did. This was a nice move because establishing space in a situation like this is interesting. You notice that they're very close together, and so we're really moving from one conversation to the other and one subject to another. Just as Danny and her father, or just as Mr. Davis realizes that Junior is MIA, Chris and Matt decide to go look for him. And now we see this very cute couple get together. And by the time we come back to the porch, Jean is talking to Danny, who really needs... She's sobering up now, and she's a little more sane about what happened. And now we also learn something important, which is that the Ritter and Davis families have been close for years. They were rivals and friends. And at one point, Davis almost got married to Jean. That was back in the beginning, in pilot days. This is also an opening of a friendship between Jean and Danny, which we don't see that much of until we get almost to the end of the next season, but it turns out to be important, and important for Chris. Matt is such a good egg. He was kind of helping Chris by this. But he's learning for the first time that Chris and Junior broke up. He'd been in a big fight with Junior before this, too, although all the scarring on his face is from the famous Bobby the Bookie. And Bobby the Bookie is a bad guy, but don't worry, we'll be seeing him again next year, too, this year. I think the purpose of this episode was to really bring us back into the emotional center of our characters. We ended a big action portion with a lot of mystery, and we threw them all out into the wilderness to figure out what to do with themselves. And now we're beginning to find out what those things are. And so the choices that they make by the end of this episode are going to determine a lot of what happens in the rest of this year. There's a real sweetness between these two when they're together. It's just a wonderful thing. This is Ray. Last year, Ray employed Chris for a very short time in this diner and had to let her go because she seemed to be the locus of a lot of trouble, even though she didn't start any of it. But in these towns, there's only like one place to go, so they're all back in Ray's diner talking to Ray. Let's just let this do itself. Oh. There are some very funny joke outtakes of the scene, I have to tell you. Don't talk to him, he's okay. All these exteriors of the Davis house aren't the same as where we shoot the inside of the Davis house. The exteriors are a big, beautiful winery and vineyard in outside of Albuquerque, New Mexico. But this, we're back at the Ritter Ranch. And we're cutting between what goes on when Junior sneaks into the house. And Davis confronts Danny. Now notice that Junior leaves his cell phone behind so that nobody can reach it later on. And this is a kind of nice camera move where we're moving between the two halves of the scene. You always wonder why your parents keep saying these irrational things over and over again. We'll find out.